I'm going to read from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28, an account of the resurrection of Jesus. After the Sabbath, at the first day of the week, was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descending from heaven came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guard shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the woman, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciple he has been raised from the dead. And indeed he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. This is my message for you." This is the word of God for the people of God. Amen. Would you join me in prayer? Lord, we come humbly before you as we have already been blessed in this service with the gift of music, to the gift of prayer, to the gift of silence, to the gift of our family sitting next to us. Lord, what a wonderful day it is to be in the house of the Lord this morning. And Lord, as we prepare our hearts to receive your word, we pray that you will help us, Lord, remove all distraction, whatever is going on in our mind. Lord, that we pray that you will calm us, that you will prepare us to receive the word that is for all of us today. Lord, hide me behind that cross of Calvary, that only your words and your thoughts and your grace may be felt in this place. Come, Holy Spirit, come. You are welcome in this time of preaching. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Our sermon for today is Because He Lives. It comes out of that wonderful song that the Gaither wrote. Most of you may have heard of it. Because He Lives, I Can Face Tomorrow. But I want to, before I get into my message, I want to share a few thoughts that the Lord has given me several years ago. And I share that every Easter. And so I want to share it with you. The resurrection of Jesus Christ. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is not a myth or a fairy tale, but it is a reality today. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is a true story that happened in history. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is the foundation of our Christian faith and the reason why we are here to worship our Savior. Friends, if it wasn't for the resurrection, there would be no need to worship this morning. If it wasn't for the resurrection, we would be a people without hope and helplessness. I also want to share with you that we cannot celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ without remembering Jesus praying in the Garden of Gethsemane. Is one of the most powerful prayer recorded in the Bible, where Jesus, even before he gets to the cross, he is praying to his Father, and he says, "Not my will, but your be done." We cannot celebrate the resurrection of Jesus without remembering what happened before he got to the resurrection, before he rose again. Remember, the resurrection of Jesus is also an important. We cannot celebrate the resurrection without remembering Jesus' journey to Golgotha. You know, it was the most painful journey as he walked the streets of Jerusalem all the way to Golgotha. It was one of the most painful journeys. In fact, the song we often hear during this song is called Via Dolorosa, which really means way of suffering. We cannot celebrate the resurrection of Jesus without remembering Jesus' agony on the cross. As he was nailed, his hands, his side was pierced, and the crown of thorns were put on his head. We cannot celebrate the resurrection of Jesus without remembering the last words of Jesus on the cross, where he said, "It is finished. However, today is the day when we celebrate that he is risen. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 13 to 15, if there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith. More than that, we are then found to be false witnesses about God, for we have testified about God that he raised Christ from the dead. The Bible also shares with us in 1 Corinthians 15, 17, and if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile and you are still in your sin. I am grateful this morning, friends, for the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And so God rose again, and he came into this world, and he rose up from that grave. So friend, what it means is that we don't have to leave. God did not leave us in our sin, but he rose again so that we may have life and life abundant this morning. He has given us life and life abundant today. The scripture for today says in Matthew 28, 5 and 7, the angel said to them, to the women, do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen. Please say it with me. He is not here. He is risen. I just want to share a few thoughts this morning as we spend some time in God's word. The message today is because he lives. The first thought is because he lives, I can face tomorrow. The second thought will be because he lives, all fear is gone. And the third thought will be because he lives, we have a living hope. Now, what does this Easter Sunday, what does the resurrection of Jesus Christ has to do with us this morning? Friends, it has a lot to do with us, because if it wasn't for the resurrection of Jesus, we would not have hope. If it wasn't for the resurrection of Jesus, we would not have peace and forgiveness. But this morning we can say that we have that because of his resurrection. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Friends, I am not sure what you are facing in your life today. I'm not sure what will come when you leave this church this morning. I'm not sure what you're going to deal with tomorrow or day after. I'm not sure what challenges or storms or uncertainties or troubles of life that will come in our path unexpectedly. But there is one thing we know, that because Jesus lives, we can face our tomorrow with confidence and certainty. Because Jesus Christ lives, I can face my task, I can face my challenges in his strength and in his power, and I can walk through any valley because he is alive. He is not a dead savior. He said he will rise on the third day, and he rose again. Amen? That's why we are here, friends, to celebrate this risen savior. As a song says, some of you may know this song. It's written by Ira Foss Stanfield. And the song says, I don't know about tomorrow. The song says, I don't know about tomorrow. I just live for day to day. I don't borrow from the sunshine, for the skies may turn to gray. I don't worry over the future, for I know what Jesus said. And today I'll walk beside him, for he knows what lies ahead. And listen to the chorus of this song. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand. Friends, that is the truth. We are not alone in this journey of life. We have someone that is holding our hand. We have someone who is walking with us in good times and in the difficult times, and in days when things seem uncertain, in days when things seem difficult and hard. We know that we are not walking alone, because the resurrected Jesus walks with us, and he talks with us, and he picks us up, and he encourages us, and he believes in us, and he says to us that we are his beloved because he lives. I can face tomorrow. Isn't that powerful? Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Secondly, because he lives, all fear is gone. Friends, we all face different kinds of fears in our lives. I too have some of my own fears, and I'm working through those things. But I'm pretty confident that everyone seated here is facing some kind of fears in their lives. There is fear of the unknown, fear of the future, fear of death, fear of men, fear of rejection, fear of failure, fear of disappointing God, fear of making mistakes. We all have fears that we are learning to overcome day by day. But there is good news this morning, friends. There is good news this morning because Jesus said, because he rose again, he will help us conquer our every fear. You see, friends, because he lives, the one who endured the suffering on the cross, the one who conquered the grave, the one who rose up on the third day, just as he said, it is in the mighty name of Jesus that we have and we will conquer every fear that will stop us, because we are victorious in Jesus. The Bible says in Romans 8, 37 to 39. What does it say? It says, no, in all these things we are more than? We are more than conquerors through him. Not conqueror in my strength. Not conquering in my ability. Not conquering in who I know and what I have. But I conquer in the authority and the resurrection power of Jesus Christ that lives within me. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead now lives within me. And that's the power of the gospel, friends. So much has changed in our world, but the cross of Jesus still stands. The power of Jesus still is available. The Holy Spirit is still moving in the lives of people. This morning I received a message from a friend who came one Sunday morning with tears in his heart. His marriage was falling apart. And I said to that person, I thank God for what he has done in your life and how he intervened in your life. And I was reminded that because Jesus lives, no matter what valley we are in, no matter what hopeless situation we are in, there is hope in Jesus. There is the resurrection power of Jesus. That he is alive and he is moving in this sanctuary this morning. He's moving online. He's moving all over the world. It's a privilege that we know Jesus as our Lord and our Savior. What fears are you facing today? We can call on Jesus and he will conquer every fear in our lives. Because he lives. Because he lives. And my last thought I want to share with you. It's because he lives, we have a living hope. Because he lives, we have a living hope. The Bible says in 1 Peter 1:3, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. You see, friends, we don't have a wishful thinking hope. We have a confident hope. We have a real hope. I will not be preaching this gospel if I didn't believe in the Jesus that I preached. And I believe that he's alive. I believe that he rose again. I believe that he's coming back one day. We need to be prepared. We need to be ready. We have a living hope and not a dead hope, my dear friends. As the hymn writer wrote, Edwin Mote, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus Christ and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other grounds are sinking sand. All other grounds are sinking sand. What rock are you standing on? I invite you to put your hope in the living Jesus. Put your hope in the solid rock. You see, friends, we have a living hope in a person, in a true friend. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. I love hymns. You will see me mentioning a lot of hymns in my messages. One of my favorite hymns was I talk about my Savior, Jesus. The song says, what a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. And then the song says, can we find a friend so faithful? Who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. That's the hope. That we talk about the resurrection of Jesus, it's not something that happened 2,000 years ago, and it has nothing to do with us, friend. It has everything to do with us tonight, today, because in my fears, in my anxiety, in my trouble, I know that I have a friend in Jesus. Whether it's midnight or early morning, I know that we have a living Jesus. You see, friends, we have a living home, not only in this life here on earth, but we have a life after death with Jesus. We have a hope not only for this life, but we have hope, life after death. And Jesus talks about that. He talks about eternal life. Eternal life simply means life with God now and life with God in heaven for eternity. That's what Jesus offers that no one has ever offered in this world and can offer, because he is the only Savior who died, who took our sin upon himself. And he did for us what we could not do for ourselves. We have a living hope, not only in this life, but in the life after that. Jesus said in John 11, 25, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die. This song, Because He Lives, that we will sing here in a few minutes, This song was written by Bill and Gloria Gaithers, one of the great Christian songwriters. Their music has touched the whole world. But Bill and Gloria received the words of this song in one of the most difficult moments of their lives. The time when the song came, there was so much going on in the nation, and they were pregnant at that time, and they were wondering, how will we raise this child in this generation? And as they were thinking about it, they wrote these words that we will sing. We will sing that as you hear the song, you will hear them talking about this. How sweet to hold a newborn baby and feel the pride and joy he gives. But greater still, the calm assurance this child can face uncertain days because he lives. That song has touched the world worldwide because it talks about as a child facing uncertain days because he lives. Amen. Amen. Friends, I have preached from my heart today because I believe the Lord has touched many lives in this service for his glory. I come across a lot of people needing hope. Needing hope of Christ in their lives. And what can we offer to people? We can offer the hope of Jesus. And I pray you and I all have friends that are looking for hope. And as you leave this sanctuary, take that hope with you and share that hope with someone who may need it. And that hope is Jesus. We're going to sing this song. We always give an altar call here at Georgetown First. If you need prayer today, say, Pastor, I just need that hope you were talking about. We will pray with you. If you have never put your faith in Jesus, this is a good day to put your faith in Jesus. Let's put our faith and our trust in the one who said what he said he will do. So I encourage you, I invite you to do so this morning, whether it's your home or you can do that today. But would you stand with us? I'm going to say a prayer, and then Pastor McNellis and I will be at the altar, and we would love to pray with you this morning. Lord Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for your spirit that has come in this place. When we invite you, you come. And what has happened here will be forever change the lives of people in the years to come. Because of you, Jesus, because of you. And we honor you and we acknowledge your presence in this place. Lord, your word says where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Thank you, Lord, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And all God's people said, amen and amen.